from Washington. This is VOA News. The first reported Ebola diagnosis in Britain. Important findings in the Air Asia search. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. London's Royal Free Hospital says a Scottish nurse who had been volunteering on the anti-Ebola effort in Sierra Leone is in critical condition. The nurse is the first Ebola patient to be diagnosed in Britain. The hospital said Saturday the condition of the nurse, Pauline Kafferke, has deteriorated sharply over the past 2 days. She was in Sierra Leone last month before she fell ill. Indonesian search and recovery teams hunting for the wreck of an Air Asia passenger jet have located four large objects in the Java Sea. As searchers try to reach the plane's fuselage, Indonesia officials are now saying they're confident wreckage of the Air Asia jet has been found. Meanwhile, there are new challenges for Air Asia. Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok for VOA.
Indonesia's Director General of Air Transport, Joko Murojmojo, said that Air Asia's permit to continue flying the Surabaya to Singapore route had been cancelled after finding the plane was not allowed to fly the scheduled service. Air Asia Indonesia's chief executive, Suno Witomoko, told a news conference the company would abide by the investigation's outcome.
Asia management would fully cooperate with the government in that evaluation process.
Witomoko said Air Asia would be making no further comment until the investigation was completed. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Pakistan's military says its fighter planes bombed and destroyed several terrorist hideouts near the Afghan border Saturday, killing at least 31 militants. There's more on all of these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Israeli official says Israel has decided to freeze about $125 million in tax revenues it collects for the Palestinians in response to Palestinian efforts to join the International Criminal Court. The action was taken a day after Palestinian officials submitted documents to the United Nations to join the ICC, a move that will enable them to seek war crimes charges against Israel. Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, on Friday.
This is a very significant step in which we will be going through it to seek justice through a legal option.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had threatened unspecified retaliation for the Palestinians' bid to join the ICC. The outgoing head of the UN mission for Ebola emergency response says the worst outbreak of the disease can be ended this year. Speaking in Accra, Ghana, Anthony Banbury said significant progress has been made in fighting Ebola since he was appointed in September.
And we're going to do it by working very closely, not just with the governments of the countries, but the communities.
Five firefighters have died in a warehouse blaze in northeastern China. Chinese state media say the victims were killed when an upper floor collapsed onto them late Friday, trapping them in debris as they attempted to put out the fire in Harbin City. More than a dozen other firefighters were injured at the warehouse, which is part of a residential building. Several people were evacuated. Firefighters in Australia are struggling to control huge fires that have destroyed homes and forced hundreds to flee. Near Adelaide, five homes have been destroyed and hundreds of others are at risk after strong winds fan the flames. Authorities have asked residents of 19 communities to leave the area. Jay Weatherill is Premier of South Australia.
I need to impress on those South Australians who are living in and around the southern Mount Lofty ranges that we are dealing with an incredibly dangerous fire. Your life is at risk, and we're asking you to implement your bushfire survival plans.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says nearly 7 million people signed up for health care coverage last year under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
And in many cases, the cost of health care is less than the cost of your cell phone or your cable bill.
Biden said, quote, "We have finally ended the debate in this country of whether or not health insurance is a right or a privilege." He spoke in the weekly address Saturday from the White House, standing in for President Barack Obama, who is vacationing in Hawaii. More on all these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.